as well.
Hare Krishna devotees. Thanks Prabhupada Aita for the kirtan today. I have a question, but it's a shame because Jai Jagannath is not here. But when we finish to chant the Guru Puja, and then we start the mantra, no, the pranati, Nama Om Vishupadaya, and then we sing Sri Krishna Chaitanya, no, Panchatattva mantra. Said that you have to stay there, sing the Panchatattva, and then when the rest of the devotees, then you can go to the altar. But as I know that in the temple in Argentina, after we finish the Prabhupada mantra and we start in the same moment that we start the Panchatattva mantra, we go there. So I don't know, maybe we can ask Jai Jagannath then. He's an expert. Yes, exactly. Yes. Well, another thing, before we start the class, we are going to sing now. But it's important to follow the melody. So, but it's important. Because in the last kirtans, I'm going to tell you one experience that I had in the last week. I was doing service in the kitchen, in the Guru Puja, the suites for Kishore Kishori with Gokulananda. And the Guru Puja starts. And I don't know who was leading the kirtan, because it was really difficult to know who was leading the kirtan at that moment. Do you know why? Because the devotees start to sing in a way that seems like everybody is leading the kirtan. You understand? So one devotee with that microphone was singing, and the devotee with microphone sounds at the same and the same volume. Do you understand this? So let me give you one example. We can chant Prabhupada tune. Hare Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. What is that? I mean, if you are leading the kirtan, okay, everybody must follow you, right? Okay, but the thing is that if you are not leading the kirtan, you must follow the kirtan leader. If the kirtan leader has a good voice or not, because this is not important if there is a good voice or not. So the thing in which we start to think, okay, this kirtan is very boring, and I'm going to improve that voice, and we start to sing in another way. But that is not the case, because we are here to follow an authority. And it's the case of the Shastra, where we give in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. I don't say, okay, this is my opinion, and this is what I think about this, and this is... Okay, we can mention that, but we cannot base all our class in our own opinion, in our own thoughts, because we are following the authority. You understand? Or when we cook, or when we take prasadam, we cannot say this prasadam is good or this prasadam is bad. No. We must accept the prasadam, even if it's spicy. Because we are here in the temple to practice this word. I don't know, maybe you know this word, obedience. You know this word? Obedience? That is the opposite of obedience, is disobedience. And we are here in this material world because we are disobedient. We don't want to follow the instruction of Krishna, of Guru. So, we are not musicians, Prabhupada said. It's true, we are not musicians. We are trying to glorify Krishna. But for that reason, because we are not musicians, we must try to do the best that we can in the kirtan. And that means follow the kirtan leader. If you want to be a pop star or a rock star, you have the door. You have EMI, Virgin Records. They are looking for a pop star. You understand? For the pop star of the next 20 years. Here, we are not here to be pop stars. So it's in relation with the verse that we are going to read today. Understand the main point that I'm trying to share with you? Yes, one comment and we start to sing.
The point you're making, I think in this temple, Jai Jagannath is a very musically oriented devotee, and he likes to express himself during the kirtan. And as a senior devotee, generally we look up to him, and because he's very musical, he makes embellishments, I would say, to the kirtan. So sometimes other devotees continuously enlivened to chant loudly the kirtan, then I haven't heard, I mean, I would appreciate some perhaps just evidence or shastra or letters or some to support what you're saying, to have it be more meaningful.
Okay.
And I think maybe we can bring it up with Jai Jagannath.
Okay, I'm not talking about one specific devotee. Okay?
Right, but we are talking about
in general.
We're talking about a circle.
You want to understand this here, your personal point of view, but I'm talking about in general, okay? And I'm trying to explain, explain the same principle that I told you like one month ago, cooperation. And that principle is not bring to for me. Raghunath Maharaj, who is a Prabhupada disciple, who is an ISKCON leader, he mentioned this. Okay? This is not my thoughts. Okay? We can ask Gokulananda also, he mentioned one example to me. In Mayapur or in Los Angeles, I can't remember now. One Prabhupada disciple was leading the kirtan. And he started to hear screams. And then he said, stop. We cannot continue the kirtan in this way. This is lower class, he said. I can ask Gokulananda then who was the disciple of Prabhupada. So I'm trying to bring this, the extremes are not good. I'm trying to share with you this in order to have a balanced situation, you understand? So it's good that devotees express his ecstasies, his own devotion. I mean, it's good, it's very fine. But this is not about individualism. We are a family, we are a group. We are a group. And this is not only for brahmacharis in Chicago temple. This is for everywhere. In ISKCON, in general. This kind of thing, individualism, is the reason because the world is in this situation now. This material existence. Yes, bro. The last thing and we can start to sing.
Appreciate the way, and we'll be careful about this issue, that we should be bring cooperation and sing in a proper harmony to for pleasing Kishore Kishori. Thank you very much for bringing this point.
Hare Krishna. Thanks, bro. Hare Krishna. Okay, now we can start to sing.
Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Janava Girivaradari Gopi Janava Lava Girivaradari Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Rajajana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vana Dhamma Banachari Jayo Rama Dava Kunja Vihari Jayo Rama Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayo Dana Madhava Kunja Vihari Jayo Dana Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi na balava nirvarana riya vidana balava nirvarana riya gopi jana balava nirvarana riya balava Yasoda nandana Raja jana randana Yasoda nandana Raja jana randana Yamuna tira Anachari Yamuna tira Banachari Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai Gaura Bhaktavrinda ki jai
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevayam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading, we're starting a chapter, and we are going to read three verses today. Text number 1, 3, 2, and 3. There is another Bhagavatam. Someone can help me to read. Okay. I'm going to read the introduction first. Chapter 25. The Glories of Lord Ananta. Introduction and purport by His Divine Grace. Esti Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami describes Ananta, the source of Lord Shiva. Lord Ananta, whose body is completely spiritual, resides at the root of the planet Patala. He always lives in the core of Lord Shiva's heart, and he helps him destroy the universe. Ananta instructs Lord Shiva how to destroy the cosmos, and thus he is sometimes called Tamasi, or one who is in the mode of darkness. He is the original deity of material consciousness, and because he attracts all living entities, he is sometimes known as Sankarshan. The entire material world is situated on the hoods of Lord Sankarshan. From his forehead, he transmits to Lord Shiva the power to destroy this material world. Because Lord Sankarshan is an expansion of the Godhead, many devotees offer him prayers, and in the planetary system of Patala, all the Suras, Asuras, Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, and learned sages offer him. The Lord talks with them in a sweet voice. His bodily is completely spiritual and very, very beautiful. Anyone who hears about him from a proper spiritual master becomes free from all material conception of life. The entire energy is working according to the plans of Anantadeva. Therefore, we should regard him as the root cause of the material creation. There is no end to his strength, and no one can fully describe him, even with countless mouths. Therefore, he is called Ananta, unlimited. Being very careful toward all living entities, he has exhibited his spiritual body. So, Anantadev to Maharaj Parikshit, in this way. Who wants to read text 1?
Sri Sukadeva Goswami said to Maharaj Parikshit, "My dear king, approximately 240,000 miles beneath the planet Patala, lives another incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the expansion of Lord Vishnu, known as Lord Ananta or Lord Sankarshan. He is always in the transcendental position, but because he is worshipped by Lord Shiva, the deity of Tamogun or darkness, he is sometimes called Tamsi. Lord Ananta is the predominating deity of the material mode of ignorance, as well as the false ego of all conditioned souls. When a conditioned living being thinks, 'I am the enjoyer and this world is meant to be enjoyed by me,' this conception of life is dictated to him by Sankarshan. Thus, the mundane conditioned soul himself, the Supreme Lord, but there is a class of men akin to Mayavadi philosophers who misinterpret the Aham Brahma Soham Vedic mantras to mean, 'I am the Supreme Brahman and I am identical with the Lord.' This kind of false conception in which one thinks himself the supreme enjoyer is a kind of illusion. It is described elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, 'Janasya moha ya aham, ayam aham mameti.' As explained in the above verse, Lord Sankarshana is the predominating deity of this false conception. Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sanvishto matta smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart and from me comes remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart as Sankarshan. And when a demon thinks himself one with the Supreme Lord, the Lord keeps him in that darkness. Although satiety is only an insignificant part of the Supreme Lord, he forgets his true position and thinks he is the Supreme Lord. Because this forgetfulness is created by Sankarshan, he is sometimes called Tamsi. The name Tamsi does not indicate that he has a material body. He is always transcendental, but because he is the super soul of the Lord, because he is the super soul of Lord Shiva, who must perform Tamsi activities, Sankarshan is sometimes called Tamsi.
Shukadeva Goswami continued, this great universe, situated one of Lord Anantadev's thousands of hoods, appears just like a white mustard seed. It is infinitesimal compared to the hood of Lord Ananta.
Okay. Terence, do you want to read the last verse? Thanks.
At the time of devastation, when Lord Anantadev desires to destroy the entire creation, he becomes slightly angry. Then from between his two eyebrows appears three-eyed Rudra carrying a trident. This Rudra is known as Sankarshan, is the embodiment or incarnations of Lord Shiva. He appears in order to devastate the entire creation. Purport. In each creation, the living entities are given a chance to close their business as conditional souls. When they misuse this opportunity and do not come back home, back to Godhead, Lord Sankarshana becomes angry. The 11 Rudras, expansions of Lord Shiva, come out of Lord Sankarshana's eyebrows due to his angry mood, and all of them together devastate the entire creation.
Shrimate Hanumat Prasak Swaminti Namine Namami Shubhadaya Krishna Prasthaya Utale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Satarine Nati Miranda Syaya Nanjana Salakaya Chakshuru Miritam Jana Tasmai Shri Urave Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Okay, dear devotees, Hare Krishna. This is an interesting chapter, as we read in the introduction. This chapter describes the glories of Anantadev, one of the incarnations of Lord Krishna. And first of all, like every topic in the fifth canto, as Prabhupada said here, there is no end to this, to his strength, and no one can fully describe him even with countless mouths. But we can understand from the Prabhupada's purports, of course. And it's very interesting how Krishna, this Anantadev, is manifesting some kind of every kind of aspect of the material world, all kind of aspect of the material world, the illusion or the model of ignorance. As we know, Krishna is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavaha. He is the source of all the cosmic manifestation. And for that reason, so we can ask how this God can create this, like, evil things, or, you know, how God can reside in the Patalas. I mean, this is a good question, no? So we cannot understand that. In relation with this, there is the very nice example of Srila Prabhupada here that is mentioned in the translation that we are like a mustard seeds, right? And I remember not the mustard seed, but I remember the pepper, no? Black pepper. When you are doing sabji or something like that, you have the opportunity to use all these kind of ingredients. And the black pepper, you have like a pot with black pepper, and it's so insignificant, we can say, that if one grain of this black pepper falls down to the floor, it's not a big deal, no? Because it's insignificant. It's not a problem. Because you can still cook him with the rest. No? So the explanation here is that we are like a mustard seeds. We are like black peppers, grains. Small, diminute, tiny, little. But because we have this ahankara, false ego, we think that we are the center of the universe. Okay. This is in relation with the thing that we talked in the first time. We think that we are the center of the universe. We think that everybody or the universe needs me. And if you go to the if you read the books nowadays, you find a lot of books of self-help, yes. And you have a lot of psychologists that make a lot of money with these books. And one of these books, one author is a good author. Is Dear or something like that. It's very famous. Dear or something. But all kind of that kind of books. And when you read that book, said, you are an amazing person. You have to think in a positive way. Nobody can stop you. You have things like that, no? And one of the main points of these books are self-confidence. You have to have this self-confidence, no? Self-confidence. But we are like mustard seeds. We are insignificant. Nobody needs us. Here in the backyard, how many living entities we have? We have ants, mosquitoes, flies, bugs. No? We have different kind of living entities. So why we think that we are so special? We are not special at all. So the point is that we need the help of Lord Krishna in every step of our lives. We need the help of Lord Krishna to digest the food that we eat. We need the help of Lord Krishna for so many things. And even if we want to be under illusion, we cannot be under illusion without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. And this is mentioned here, no? In this verse, Sarvasya Chaham Vridisa Nivishtu Mata Smritir Janam Apuvanam Cha. So Krishna gave us the opportunity to be in ignorance. But for our own effort, we cannot do it. Even if we want to be in illusion, we need the help of Lord Krishna. So, another important thing here is I heard in a class of the Los Angeles, one Prabhupada disciple told a history, and I never been in the Los Angeles temple. I heard it by internet, and he said this: Prabhupada, he always received letters. And practically, all the letters are in the same way, no? Our dear Swamiji, I am the most fallen soul and everything. But one day, letter, and this letter said this, Dear Prabhupada, dear Swamiji, I am insignificant. I am the most fallen soul. And I have this great problem. And Prabhupada said, just see, what victory is this? How can one can be insignificant and at the same time have big problems? That is the meaning of Srila Prabhupada. So we think that we are special, really. We think that we are special. We think that our problems are the big problems, no? Oh, Maharaj, I need your help. I'm fallen, and I need therapy, and I need to solve my problem. But who are you? You are nothing. So your problem is, of course, that we can analyze this topic from the other side, like the Hanumanji example and the spider. Now, the spider was doing his job, so we have our problems also and our level. You understand? Maybe it's not the big problem, but in our level, we have our problems also. But the main point here is that we are not the center of the universe. You understand? We are not the center of the universe. And in relation with this, and the class is this, we can analyze this. Lord Shiva received the power to destroy the universe from Lord Ananta. And know also the power, he is not doing the work alone. Lord Krishna, Lord Anantadev, help him to do this job. So we can analyze this in this way. We have some skills in our life. We have some abilities. As Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, 8th number, 8th verse, he said, like, Paurusham Drishu, the ability in a man. I am the ability in man. So everybody here has his own abilities. Our tendency is to forget that these abilities come from Krishna. And we think that we are special for that ability. I'm going to tell you one example. I am against of this kind of role of honor. For the same reason that I explained in the beginning. The role honor, you know, role of honor? List? We have different lists for different things. Honor, yes. So, for example, in the Sunday feast, we have this kirtan by this devotee, kirtan this class by this class, but then no, for the, you feel important. No. Oh, yes, I am in the list. I am in the role. Whew. Feels good. Or you are in the list of Sankirtan leaders. You are the book distributor of the year. Photograph and book distributor of the... Or when we have a feast, we have a big feast, like a festival, you have a chant and describes all the names now. This devotee put some... this amount of money, you know, and the devotees see that, oh, my name is there. Oh, yes, because my name is there. So it's contradictory. We no Vaishnava, we call devotees. No, we are trying to be devotees of Krishna. We are trying to, we are fighting every day with this false ego, Ankara. But at the same time, we need this appreciation. And it's good, but it's contradictory because the devotees need these kind of things. No, we are trying to avoid this false ego, but we need this kind of doses, no, doses of false ego. We need this at least one. Prabhu, excellent job. Nityananda Pran said one time, no, more sensitive than a devotee. No? The microphone, because we have problems with the microphone. So you touch the microphone and stop to work. No, don't work anymore. So Sunita Pran said, more sensitive than a devotee. You don't have to say anything. Just look at the devotee in some way, and the devotees feel now, oh, what happened with that devotee? Why is looking that way? No, why is looking me in that way? No, I feel bad. So what happened? Maybe he's offended. And in these times, people is more sensitive, of course. But we don't need all these things. Because we understand that all the abilities that we have, if we are kirtaniyas, if we are sankirtan leaders, if we are good cooks, if we are good administrators, we know that all these abilities come from Krishna, from Lord Anantadeva, are not our abilities. Let me give you one more example. One question. What happened or what would you do if tomorrow you lose all your abilities, just like that? I was in Cordoba, in my city. Brahmacharis travel there. And we have mountains, we have rivers, nice rivers to spend some time. And we have different things. But I one devotee told me this sad story. One group of Brahmacharis were doing Sankirtan there. And they distribute a lot of books. And they decided one day, had a free day, relaxing day, you know, in the mountains, jumping in the rocks and swimming in the river and eating prasadam, Krishna Katha, you know, Brahmachari Association. And one of the devotees, he tried to make some kind of malabarism or some kind of move in the water. I mean, from the top of the mountain, he make a clavadist, or I don't know how you call this. Dive, yes. She is practicing dive. And he entered into the river, and because the river was not profound, he hit her head with a rock, you know, like that. And after that, he became paralyzed. A good brahmachari. He distributed thousands and thousands of books, and in a moment he lost all his abilities. Even in order to go to the bathroom, necessities in the bathroom, he needs help now. You understand? Cleaning your stool is very strong situation. And we can lose all our abilities. All our abilities in one moment. So it's important to know that we are not here to show our abilities. Prabhupada said, we hear in the last class of Prabhupada in Sunday, that we can utilize all these abilities in Krishna consciousness, of course. Mood of ISKCON, this is a mood of Srila Prabhupada. Whatever you think that you know, that you are very expert, do it. Just do it for Krishna. Helpful this. In the other traditions, we don't have this help. You know, Benedictine monks? We talk with Benedictine monks a lot of times. And to enter in a Benedictine temple, you outside, proof. And when you enter in the monastery, you have some abilities, maybe you have some skills, but they don't allow you to perform this art or your art. They give you another activity, another job. If you are a good singer, you are not going to sing here, my friend. You have to wash pots. If you are a good speaker, you are not going to give the speech today. You have to do another thing, like dig the earth, no? digging. So it's good because you don't, and they do this. It's a dangerous situation. If you feel comfortable doing your own activity, performing your own skills, you start to, oh, maybe this is the spiritual realization. Maybe this is the path of spiritual life. I feel comfortable. I'm doing my service very well. I am very expert. Appreciate me. People put my name in the role of honor. And I feel very, very happy with this. And you forget your relationship with Krishna. And when you hit your head with a rock, with a stone, and you lose all your abilities, you don't have nothing. Because you forget your relationship with Krishna. You forget this. So we are not here only or solely to perform our arts in this temple or in Krishna consciousness, wherever we practice Krishna consciousness. We are here to reestablish ourselves and also using our abilities, of course. But we don't must to lose the point, the main point. Okay? So we can understand this, no? Lord Ananta is giving us all the things that we need and that we want also. He is Paramatma. According to our desire, if we want to be in this material world, he provides the ability to be here. If we want to return with Krishna, he provides us all the abilities that we need to return with Krishna. So, a few things we can consider of these verses. All from Lord Anantadev. And we must use it in order to satisfy Krishna, but don't forget the main point, that these abilities are not your abilities. And second point is that we are mustard seeds. We are nothing. We are not special. And for that reason, we are special if we join to the movement, no? Like it's some kind of outside of Krishna consciousness, we are losers. We are nothing. Even if you have all intelligence, all the skills, you are nothing. But here, join to the movement, staying with the Vaishnavas, with the devotees. All your abilities, all your good qualities, like the flower, no? So, how is the blossoms. Make sense? This. Okay, if you have any comment or question about this, you can ask or make a comment.
But the one aspect about the devotee, if any devotee is blossoming or having a good quality, instead of getting into mode of passion and trying to suppress the ability of the devotee, we should encourage, because there is something wrong in our heart. That is why we are feeling that devotee is doing wrong. Mm-hmm. That is our own self-interest, our own inferiority complex, our own low self-esteem that make us to believe that I am more humble compared to that devotee and I need to correct that devotee. If we really want to correct, we have to correct ourselves. That why I am looking this thing in this devotee? Why I am looking this devotee as shouting in kirtan? Why I am doing this thing? Why? What is wrong, spiritual master? Why I am spoiling your impression? Because you are not spoiling your impression. You are spoiling the impression of your spiritual master. Is this a kind of disciple who is looking wrong in the devotees? Who is shouting at the devotees? Who is trying to rectify the devotees? That is a wrong inferiority complex and low self-esteem in the show of false humility. Mm-hmm. It's better to contact the authority and express crying that I am finding faults, what to do. And the best thing solution is to go to every Vaishnava, touch their feet. The Prabhu, I am finding fault in you. What is wrong with me? Mm-hmm. And then you will be able to dance in ecstasy and shout loudly in front of Gauranithai. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Yes, it's true. Are to apply in ourselves, in our own lives. It's true. So that is the proper way to do it. Okay, any other question or comment? No? And also, there is another explanation that Lord Anantadev is, because we cannot understand this, how Krishna have this of provide this kind of ignorance to the living entities. No? And one explanation is that the people who is in the prison, they don't understand the plan of the Lord. The people who is in the prison then cannot appreciate the efforts of the government to have prisons. But outside the prison, you finally understand the necessity of the prison. You understand? So in this case, it's difficult for us to understand this. How Lord Ananta is providing this ignorance to us, how Lord Ananta is giving us this opportunity to be in ignorance. And we cannot understand because we are in the prison. We don't appreciate this. But from the perspective of outside, we can see the significance of this. Okay. Prabhu, Derek, you have some question or comment?
So a little like practical problem that I usually run into is we're told to be very grateful for the devotees, to honor the devotees, to show them appreciation. In balance with what you're saying, that we're very small, this is usually the comment that we get back from the devotees. And sometimes it's almost like gratitude is unwelcome because they're like, what do you want? You want me to fall down, Prabhu? What are you saying these things for? So how can we properly show gratitude to a devotee? What is proper gratitude? What is proper honor? What is proper?
Wow, good question. What is proper respect? What is proper honor? I mean, I want to mention that one practical way to do it is the way in that the devotees are doing this job now. In these days, it's important to mention when a devotee make a good thing, and I think that the administrators, for example, the charter, no, showing to the rest of the people doing something for Krishna, no, who is giving money or singing or cooking or washing pots or different things. I never see a list of pot washers. Let me tell you. Everybody wants to be in the list in the list of the when you put up money, but nobody wants to be in the list of pot washers. But regard that, in other words, that is a practical way. Mention, okay, this devotee is doing this or this. You cannot control this. It's impossible to control where the devotees manifest this appreciation. It's spontaneous, no? It's spontaneous. When one exalted devotee is giving a class and he finish, you have this tendency to say, Jai, Prabhu, ta-ta-ta-ta, ki, Jai. But it is spontaneous. It's not like a formal way, no? Okay, no, we need to be grateful to this. You can do it in that way, but you can do it also spontaneously, no? Yes, Prabhu, thanks. Or after the class, you approach. Yes, Prabhu, thanks. Or the cook, no? Thanks, Prabhu, for wonderful prasadam that you made. Personal, no? I mean, the list is good. There is, when you put a list, more people can see that, no? So the possibilities to glorify a person in a list are more than if you glorify personally. You understand? But there are different ways. But we don't must lose the main point that finally is Krishna is using that devotee, you understand. The thing is that if you purify your heart, Krishna is going to use your potentials, or give your potentials, in order to serve him. And that is the case of Srila Prabhupada. The more pure are you, more things you are able to do for Krishna, and of course the glorification before that. You understand? So it not depends of the ability of the devotee, it depends of the purity. So we cannot misunderstand this. Because sometimes we can commit mistakes. For example, we can glorify one devotee because he has a good ability. But after that, devotees start to, I don't know, how you can prove when a devotee is pure is mentioned in this book, The Hunter and the Sage, Srila Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada is mentioning the Narada Muni and Mrigari, no? And Prabhupada said in one part of the book that a pure devotee is recognized because he has a pure heart. It's like a touchstone. You can convert so many people in Krishna consciousness. So maybe you don't have abilities, but if you have this ability to convert people, that means that you have a pure heart. You understand? Or maybe you can use also your abilities to convert people. But it not depends of the ability, it depends of the heart, of the purity of the heart. But I think that I went to other place with my answer. But I don't know if it's... That is my answer. So, sorry. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for class. I was going to add that, like, most times when I see the good qualities in other devotees, it's more like purifying for myself personally. It me to aspire for, you know, a greater attitude in doing service, and also things that I can improve on in my character. So I find a unique quality that most devotees have in this temple is we all have different things that we're strong in, and it helps give Prabhus who are not so strong in these areas inspiration for their own personal gain, that they can also grow in their service attitude and also just their abilities to serve. As you know, you're great instructor when it comes to Madanga lessons, and being stronger and being able to play Madanga is one aspect of improving our service, because the better we play in kirtan, it can improve our attitude during the day as we're doing other services, because I feel personally that, you know, the stronger our kirtans are, the more devotees have better relationships outside of just being in the temple, you know. So I often don't glorify people out of a false sense of trying to be humble. But I see the strengths in others as a way of purifying me of my own weaknesses, things that I struggle with. And It's a rare opportunity for devotees to have appreciation for it, because when you're outside of the temple, you can see the difference, how everyone in the outside aspects of just everyday life is more of a competition than it is, you know, actually gratitude and, you know, what other people's abilities are, you know. Mm-hmm. So I feel that whenever we do get an opportunity, even though we're all trying to work on being like grass and as tolerant as a tree, it's also important to see the strengths and take shelter in what capabilities, because it gives us, you know, it gives us more encouragement in maybe our own personal services. And it also it is glorifying Prabhupada and his mission, because he wanted all of us to come together to spread consciousness with our own abilities, not so much as imitation, but more or less so we can find a uniqueness in all our qualities and, you know, share with other people. So thank you for class.
Thanks, Raul. Yes, we can analyze this topic in different stages, in different levels. So we are analyzing here in the context that we know. But this competitive attitude is very destructive. It's not like a working group and different things. And we have the example in ISKCON. Prabhupada said, no, if you want to please me, like work. I don't know if I know this in Spanish, the translation, but work in this mission, no, try to be together. Happened. Some devotees left ISKCON. They opened their own missions, trying to compete with others. So it's very destructive. Okay, devotees, thank you very much. Sorry if I commit some offenses. Please forgive me. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.